1420 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where the Senate has given final approval to a debt ceiling deal. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
A marathon series of votes deep into the night in the U.S. Senate ends this high drama, high stakes standoff in Congress. The negotiated plan between the House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will now go to President Biden's desk for his signature, with little time to spare before the Monday deadline for a default on America's debt.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Default was the giant sword hanging over America's head. But because of the good work of President Biden, as well as Democrats in the House and Democrats in the Senate, we are not defaulting.
President Biden called the passage a big win for our economy and the American people. He's expected to sign the bill later today. In Davenport, Iowa, an apartment building that partially collapsed on Sunday could fully come down anytime, with three people still missing. CBS's Roxana Saberi.
Outside the devastated building, Brandon Colvin Jr. has been waiting for days for news of his missing father.
I've been trying my hardest not to think about it so I don't break down and cry. I've been trying to push it to the back of my head.
The hurricane season just got underway. The National Hurricane Center predicting 12 to 17 named storms this year and potentially 5 to 9 hurricanes. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
It only takes one. So you can have a below average season, you can have an average season. But if you have one major hurricane that rapidly intensifies near the U.S. coast, you can get a blockbuster one. So again, focus on the individual storm, not necessarily the totality of the season.
Beginning in September, the tests grad students have to pass in order to get into many grad schools will take about half the time. Rohit Sharma with the Education Testing Service.
We want you to reduce the burden on the test taker, i.e. the student. And two, we wanted to make sure that we are doing that without compromising the integrity of the test.
And a 14-year-old from Florida has won the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
SAMA files. P-S-A. M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E, Samophile.
That is correct.
Deb Shaw correctly spelled the word Samophile. That is a plant or animal that thrives in sandy areas. Shaw didn't even make it to his regional bee last year, but this year he takes home the trophy and more than 50 grand in cash and prizes. Charlotte Walsh, a 14-year-old from Arlington, Virginia, was this year's runner-up. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With summer savings at the Home Depot, we have laundry appliances that just fit. Fit your space, fit your needs, and fit your budget. Like a new LG laundry set with 6 motion technology, using different wash motions to get clothes cleaner. And sensor dry to automatically adjust drying time, all making laundry quicker, cleaner, and easier on your clothes. Final days to save up to 30% on select appliances, plus $100 off select laundry sets at the Home Depot ends June 7th. Pricing valid May 18th through June 7th, 2023. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 62. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 89, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 62. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 62. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 89, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 62. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5